Well, everybody, welcome to episode 286 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. Hard to believe it's been that many, huh?
It is very hard to believe.
Well, as always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Their integrity guides their focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. They pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Their network of resources allows them to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of girls basketball tonight. Later on, we'll be visiting with Ankeny coach Nate Tobey and two of his players. But right now, we're going to start out on the north side of town. My first guest is the longtime coach of the Ankeny Centennial squad, and his third-ranked Jaguars are off to a 1-1 start this season. He is Scott DeYoung. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. Do you remember number 100?
Number 100.
Or 200? That's a lot, 286. That's impressive.
It is. I do remember a few of them.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I know one of them was either 200 or 250. We did a special one on suicide prevention.
Okay. But, well,
so
good.
That was kind of memorable.
Yeah,
but anyway, yeah, it's a lot of podcasts.
Yeah,
well, anyway, you guys are only two games into the season. You've already experienced the highs of a big win and the lows of a disappointing defeat. You know, but considering the level of competition that you play in the CIML and Class 5A in general, you know, I guess it's not a surprise, is it?
Well, no. I mean, Pleasant Valley they're not going to lose many games all year long. I thought we played a really good game there. We had a lot of time to prepare, and that certainly helped. And then, you know, we ran into a buzzsaw with Waukee Northwest. I thought they played really, really well. We played good, too. There's a few areas that we for sure need to shore up, but it was just a real competitive game, went right down to the wire, and, you know, we were on the short end. Now, because this team's been around so long, it seems like we've been practicing a long time, but then I think, hey, it's only the second game. You know, the whole season's ahead of us, so, you know, it all has to unfold yet.
Well, yeah, let's break down these two games in a little more detail. Like you mentioned, you opened the season on Saturday with an impressive 39-26 win over number 5 Pleasant Valley. That game was in Cedar Rapids and allowed you to earn your 700th career victory, for which you were also recognized after last night's game. You know, you've obviously reached a lot of milestones in your career. Did this one have any special significance for you?
You know, I always try to look ahead, but when I looked at about 1,000 games of coaching, I'm not sure how many is exactly. I thought, geez, that's a lot, you know. So probably just the consistency that we've had in our program. Our coaching staff is awesome, and they've been here, you know, very loyal and been around forever. And then to be in a town like Ankeny that's allowed this to happen, you know, because it couldn't just happen anywhere. I'm just fortunate to be here. And then, you know, the players like Tilly, and they just keep come year after year after year. So that's probably the biggest thing, is this the consistency at a pretty high level just over time.
Well, yeah, that was obviously a big win for your team against a really good opponent. And like you mentioned, the young lady sitting here with us tonight, Tilly Smith, played a big role in the victory. She scored 12 points on 4 of 12 shooting from three-point range, and that really helped to loosen up that Pleasant Valley zone that gives so many teams fits. You know, but when we can get that kind of production from Tilly, I mean, that really helps your team, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think they were all in the second half. So, yeah, they're big, and they come out flying out there. And, you know, Tilly and Ava both aren't the tallest. But so yeah, she stuck those in. And then she's also playing defense all over the floor. So it's kind of a double duty. But we got really good shooters on our team. We haven't shot the ball real well yet. But one night we're going to really light up the basket. And we just got to make that a little more consistent.
You also got a strong all-around game from Jaden Pratt, who led all scorers with 15 points despite battling some serious foul trouble. She also had 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and 5 steals. Now, I know she was going up against some Pleasant Valley players that were much taller than her, but, you know, her athleticism can really overcome that difference in height, can it?
Yeah, and she was able to get free in the middle of the lane, the high post area, which we try to do against the zone. So Jaden was everywhere that game. I mean, she was tipping balls, tipping out of bounds passes. She was just really all over, played with a lot of passion, a lot of energy. Yeah, and it was good to see because we needed it.
Well, then last night, like you mentioned, your team opened conference play with a 48-47 overtime loss to Waukee Northwest in your home opener. You told me afterwards that it was a good learning experience for the girls. You know, so what were your biggest takeaways from that game?
Well, we got pounded on the boards, which is kind of hard to say, but we really emphasized that. And the end of the third quarter and the fourth quarter, we just gave up way too many shots. We turned them over quite a bit. We had more turnovers than we like, but yeah, we just got to know that it's going to be a dogfight every single game in our conference. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of talent. And Waukee Northwest, their guards are just really, really good. They've got height. They're athletic. They're deep. get off the bench, scored 12 points. So they're a team that's going to play right with everybody. And, you know, I didn't think we were quite ready to go, which I'm disappointed in myself, mostly for that, because we're the coaches are the ones that need to get them ready to go. So hopefully we'll be ready to go Friday because, you know, that one's over. Now we got to move on to the next one.
Sure. Well, yeah, according to your team stats, you guys had 22 rebounds. Northwest didn't have their stats posted yet, but did you have them for a lot more or something?
Well, especially offensive rebounds, you know. They didn't get We turned them over 20 times, I think, 19 or 21, whatever stats you look at. So they didn't have as many shots. And then when you have fewer shots and you go get them, the percentage that you have of the offensive rebounds are higher. And they got about half of their misses, and that's just too many to win in our conference.
Well, this was an interesting game because even though there weren't a lot of whistles and a lot of fouls called, it was a very physical game. It just seemed like in this particular game that you know, the refs were letting a lot of things go. Your team was only called for 10 fouls, but unfortunately half of those were on Jaden. She picked up two offensive fouls there in that fourth quarter, and then she fouled out with about 3 minutes left. And that was obviously a huge factor, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Jaden's a, you know, she's a premier competitor. She's a great athlete. She's one of our leaders. And when she goes out, we're going to miss that. But then other kids have to step up. And I thought we did some, but we certainly missed her on the boards, I think. And Jaden's got to learn to play with her same energy and enthusiasm, you know, without getting maybe one or two fouls in there that she shouldn't have. So she's going to pick up some because of how she plays. We don't want her to not play like that. So I think it's just a learning experience here. So, yeah, we'd like her in the game more, but we also have kids that are able to step up when her or Maya or anybody's not in there. So that needs to be better next time.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you because she's such an aggressive player, and, you know, that's part of what makes her so good. But, you know, I'm sure you'd like to have her, you know, out, cut down on some of those fouls. But, I mean, that's probably what makes her effective too, right?
Right. And Maya's the same way. I mean, she swatted a couple out of bounds. I mean, they wouldn't be who they are without going at it like that. So they just got to be able to channel that and just be a little bit smarter.
Well, Jaden still managed to score 10 points and grab 4 rebounds last night. And, of course, you mentioned your other Division I recruit, Maya Crawford. She had a huge game with 18 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, and 3 blocks. You know, just really stuffed the stat sheet. You know, what can you say about her performance?
Yeah, I mean, we needed her, and she came through. So she brings a lot of passion, a lot of energy. She played a lot of minutes. We needed to try to get her a little bit of rest, but it's hard to do whenever you're playing at that level. So, yeah. She was really good last night. I bet she knows she can be better, so that's the next step.
Well, of course, you guys had a chance to win it there at the end of regulation. She had the ball down low, but going against a kid like Logan Vogt, who's so tall and athletic, I mean, that's just a tough matchup.
It was tough, you know, and it's early in the season. We didn't put our kids in the best situation at the end. We haven't worked on those situations enough. We will moving forward here because we're going to have so many of those. So we just got to be able to respond a little better, I think, and you know, practice that a little bit more, a little more game experience. Even though we got a lot of seniors, we still, you know, they're still just seniors.
Well, now you guys have to go to Ankeny on Friday for the first of two showdowns against the number 8 Hawkettes, who are off to a 4-0 start. They posted a big 53-43 win at number 9 Valley last night, and they're tied for the conference lead with number 2 Dowling Catholic. And I know I saw you at a couple of the Ankeny games scouting them. So what are your impressions of the Hawkettes?
Oh, they're playing great. I mean, they share the ball well. They're long. They're athletic. They're playing great defense. They score in a lot of different ways. They got a lot of weapons. So yeah, really, really impressed with how they've come out of the gate so far this year. So yeah, we're gonna have our hands full.
Well, of course, they have the 3 kids returning from last year that were all double-digit scores, but they've added Reagan Baldwin from Valley. She's also averaging in double figures now, so, I mean, they got a pretty balanced team, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, she's dead-eye from the 3, so it's hard to guard Williams and Gage and Keene, I mean, because they can all drive the ball to the basket, and you got her sitting out there, and, you know, if she has an inch, she's going to make it, so... you know, and then they got these kids coming off the bench that are bring a lot of energy, and they can shoot the 3s, too, so, yeah, no, they're fun to watch. I mean, they pass the ball really well. So, yeah, really impressed with them.
Well, of course, you guys were able to win both games last year, but what do you see as the keys to this game?
Well, we got to rebound like we didn't do last game. I think we got to stay out of foul trouble. I think Jaden fouled out twice against them last year. So, and for her, she needs to keep playing like she does with a lot of passion, energy, just a little bit smarter. And, yeah, I mean, we got to try to control them, and they're not easy. They like to run. They're very versatile on their offense. So we got to slow them down, and we got to get the rebounds, and then hope we can make a few shots. I think Tilly's going to really heat it up, man.
Well, we'll talk to her in a minute, but I haven't had a chance to look too far ahead to your schedule. I know you got games coming up, you know, with Johnston and Dally. I mean, just go down the list in this conference. I mean, it's just going to be brutal again this year, isn't it?
Well, Tuesday we play Dowling, so, I mean, we got Waukee, Northwest, we got Anchor, we got Dowling. Those three of the top teams in the conference. Well, let me rephrase that. Three of the top teams in the state, and then you throw Pleasant Valley in there, our start couldn't be any harder. And we know that. Our five non-conference games are all on the road. We play North Polk, we play Pleasant Valley, we play Prairie. I mean, so it's just going to, it'll be something we get used to. It'll toughen us up. We'll be tournament tough. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I know Dowling beat Waukee Northwest in their opener, and then Zedeker didn't play in the next two games. Do you know if she got hurt or something?
She didn't play in the next two games?
Right. They played two games in some tournament or something.
Okay, up in
yeah, she wasn't listed, so I didn't know if she got hurt or something.
No, I was there. She didn't. I don't think she was not hurt that I saw, but, you know, she was a little, maybe there was something going on there.
Right.
The Muellers made up the difference. Holy cow, that she was really good that game. No. I think they had like 15 blocked shots. I told the kids if she wouldn't have blocked all those shots, that would have been, you know, a way different game. So, yeah.
A little bit interesting. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Well, hey, Scott, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, we're thinking about your mom. I know she's not doing well, and so we're thinking about you and your family here, and during the holiday season, that's not easy. So,
well, I appreciate
wishing
it.
Wishing you the best.
All right. Hey, we'll see you Friday.
You bet.
All right, well, my next guest is a senior guard for the Jaguars, and she is averaging 6 points per game. She is committed to play for Grandview next year. She is Tilly Smith. Tilly, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, we talked earlier with Coach about your shooting performance against Pleasant Valley. You went 4 of 12 from behind the arc in that game. You know, was there something in particular about their zone defense that allowed you to get, you know, that many looks at the basket that night?
I guess just, like, the spacing. I think the spacing definitely helped. They're so long, they can come out and get you, you know, but I think just a quick release with the ball, yeah.
Well, I'm sure they were really trying to cut down on Maya's drives to the basket and probably trying to figure out where Jaden was. I mean, the other guys had to be open somewhere.
Right, yes, yeah.
Well, you know, you had to feel good about that win. And, of course, you guys got to celebrate Coach's 700th victory afterwards. Jaden told me that you guys celebrated in the locker room with him. You know, was that pretty cool for you to be a part of his big milestone?
Yes, it's been awesome. I know Deion is definitely history, you know. He is just a great coach. I love his coaching style, and it was so fun to congratulate him after the game.
Well, then last night you guys had the tough 1-point loss to Waukee Northwest. They came out in a zone that seemed to cause you guys some problems in the first few minutes, but they eventually switched to a man-to-man. And I think you had a couple of early looks at the basket, but you finished 0-for-3 for the game. You know, you just didn't have a lot of scoring opportunities last night, did you?
No, not really. But, yeah, they definitely knew that I shot a lot, but I just got to get my feet under my body and just slow down and shoot.
Well, I mentioned earlier what a physical game it was, you know, but there weren't a lot of fouls called. Is that something that you had to adjust to as the game went along? Because it did seem like the referees were letting a lot of things go.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like, there was not a lot of free throws shot last night, so we just had to, you know, slow down, take a step back, and adjust to what they were calling.
Well, your team battled back from an early 6-point deficit, and you took a 42-34 lead on a steal and layup by Ava Martin with about 5.5 minutes left. You know, it kind of seemed like you guys were in control then. You know, did you feel like you had it won at that point?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that we had that our mindset like that, but we couldn't, we couldn't think that we were up, you know. But we just had to, you know.
Keep playing?
Yes, yeah.
Well, Maya told me afterwards that it was a very humbling loss, that with you guys returning your entire team from last year, with Waukee Northwest having a young team, you know, she obviously expected a different result. Do you think maybe you guys were a little overconfident, or maybe you let up a little bit when you had that lead? Because they immediately went on a 9-0 run.
Yes, I think we did. Hopefully, we should have came out and been, like, ready for that, but it was definitely very humbling. I think that we needed that. I really do.
Well, now you guys get to play your crosstown rival. Your team did win both meetings last year, but they came by just 1 and 8 points. Mm-hmm. Do you expect another close game on Friday?
Oh, totally. Yeah, with every game, upcoming.
Well, what do you think are going to be the keys to this game?
Oh, definitely rebound, as Coach said. Our shooting percentage needs to be better because they shoot really, really well, yeah.
So did you guys just spend all night tonight on practice on rebounding?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I'll bet. Well, of course, Ankeny returns the bulk of its squad from last year. The Hawkettes did have to replace point guard Carson Jacks, but they have added the transfer from Valley and Reagan Baldwin. She scored 14 points, you know, last night in their win over the Tigers. And they have some other newcomers as well. Now, I know you're often asked to carry a heavy load defensively and usually assigned to guard one of the opponent's top guards. But Anthony, of course, has a number of scoring options, weapons like Savannah Gage, Jayla Williams, and Ainsley Keene. You know, I don't want you to give away your game plan, but do you know what your assignment's going
to
be yet?
Yes, just to guard the shooters. Yep, stay and help. Yeah.
Well, with your philosophy, I mean, that's just always the plan, right? Just
right, to... yeah, exactly.
Well, hey, Tilly, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you about your future plans. Like I mentioned, you have signed to play at Grandview, so you'll be staying close to home. Was that one of the priorities for you? Did you want to stay close to home?
Definitely, yeah. I can have my mom do my laundry. No, I'm
there
just
you go.
Kidding. But yeah, no, I really like the campus. I really like the coach. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like Grandview.
All right, we got a big season ahead of you. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, I'll see you at the game on Friday. Thanks.
Yes, thank you so much.
You bet. All right, listen to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skin care, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my next guest is in his second season as the head coach of the Ankeny girls team, and he has guided the 8th-ranked Hawkettes to a 4-0 start. He is Nate Tobey. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me, Dan.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on the team's impressive start. I saw the first three wins over Ames, Urbandale, and Des Moines Christian, and you won those games by an average of about 31 points. And then last night you posted a 53-43 victory at number 9 Valley to put your team in a tie for first place in the CIML conference with number 2 Dowling Catholic. You know, you have to be really happy with where you guys are at.
Yeah, we're right where we need to be. And, you know, we focused a lot on improvement over the first few weeks. And I feel like we're in a great spot in terms of, you know, our upward trajectory with the season. And long season left, 17 games. And I look forward to seeing how that plays out.
Well, you guys did return the bulk of your squad from last year, but you are trying to work in some newcomers to the rotation. And it seemed like your schedule set up really well for this team. You had a couple of blowout wins to open the season, and then you had a little bit of a tougher challenge on Monday night at Des Moines Christian before you went to Valley last night for your biggest test yet. You know, would you agree that the schedule worked out really well for you guys?
Yeah, we're incorporating some new people to the lineup, so it was great to be able to do that for extended minutes those first three games, and it paid off, you know, with our depth contributing last night. But, you know, those players, Lily Buckley, Riley Kaiser, Kyla Schatveld again this year, Allison Hawkins, Jane Moser getting extended playing time again this year. Like, they did such a great job over the summer and fall putting in the work to get themselves to this point, and it's really exciting to see it paying off on the court.
Let's break down last night's game, since that's the first one that I didn't see. You guys built an 8-point lead at halftime, and I don't think Valley ever made a serious run at you, did they?
They got it down to 8 or 9, I think, at a couple points in the fourth quarter, but our girls just responded to adversity really well. Valley's a great team, especially on the defensive end in terms of the pressure they put on, and we did turn it over a few times, but each time we responded by getting a great shot and extending that lead back about over 10.
Well, Ainsley Keene led your team with 17 points, and the junior currently leads the squad's bounce scoring attack with an average of 14.3 points per game. And I know she was coming off an injury this summer, but, you know, she's really taken her game to another level, hasn't
she?
Yeah,
she has. She was all over the place last night, and she just, like I always say, she plays so hard, and she brings so much to the table on both ends of the floor and just makes everything come together for us. She's a glue player and such a great personality and person to have on our team.
Well, your team also got 4 3-pointers and 14 points from junior Reagan Baldwin, who was playing against her former team. She's now one of 4 double-digit scorers in your lineup with an average of 10.3 points a game. You know, what can you say about what she has brought to the team? And she had to be pretty happy afterwards. I mean, that had to be an emotional game for her.
Yeah, definitely. And it's been great to have her since the spring. And, you know, she's fit right into our group from a personality standpoint, from a style play standpoint. And we've had a lot of time with her. But certainly last night, it was unbelievable to see the effort that she made to make those shots, but she also rebounded really well. She played really solid defense for us like she has been, and it's not easy to step into an environment like that as a former player of the program and contribute the way she did last night with the confidence that she did.
Well, of course, we can't talk about some of your individual players without discussing the two young ladies who are sitting here with us tonight. We got Savannah Gage and Jayla Williams. Your team did have to replace Carson Jacks after last season, but these two girls just have so much experience that, you know, I don't think your team is lacking for any leadership. You know, have you seen these two step up into that leadership role, and do you feel like their games have grown as well?
I'm really proud of them. We had a lot of conversations over the summer and fall about what we're expecting of them from a leadership standpoint. They've responded to everything so well, and they've come so far as individuals, and it's great to see them take ownership of the program and really make it theirs, and it's really paying off for us on the court.
Well, let's look ahead now. Your team will host number 3 Yankee Centennial on Friday, and that will obviously be a huge game. The Jaguars are off to a 1-1 start after beating number 5 Pleasant Valley on Saturday. They did lose in overtime to Waukee Northwest last night. Were you surprised that they lost to the Wolves? And what was your reaction when you heard that news?
That game could go either way. Those are two outstanding teams. And this early in the season, you know, I'm not necessarily surprised. Both teams are going to be right there at the end of the year contending for a state title or at the very least a state tournament appearance. So, looking forward to Friday. It'll be a huge test for us and two pretty evenly matched teams, in my opinion. And I think our girls are prepared. We've focused a lot on Valley today and kind of closing the door on that game. But look forward to diving in more to Centennial stuff tomorrow.
Well, Chris, you guys lost 2 close games to them. Last year, I think, it was by 1 and 8 points. I mean, do you expect another close game?
Yeah, definitely. And last year, the second time, especially, I felt like we played pretty well. We just got down like 19-4, and that's a tough hill to climb against a great defensive team. With really strong offensive players as well. And I know our energy will be better to start the game and our execution will be better too. But it's great coming into my second year kind of knowing what to expect from this matchup. And I look forward to seeing how our girls respond tomorrow or Friday.
What do you think specifically will be the keys to this game?
Rebounding is a big one, and making sure we're physical on the boards because they're an outstanding rebounding team. Making sure we do a good job against their best offensive players. And then for us offensively, ball movement and spacing is a key for us in any game, and we'll make sure we give that our best shot on Friday.
Well, I'm going to talk to the girls here in a few minutes about, you know, their memories of beating Centennial in the past. Of course, you haven't had that opportunity yet. You know, what would that mean to you to get your first win in the rivalry?
Yeah, it would mean a lot. Like any conference win against a great team, it would mean a ton. And big picture, it means a lot to our program, too. But I certainly remember those first few wins against Centennial and how much it meant to the program and just kind of what it signified with how far we've come since the split. And we try not to lose sight of our history as a program, and we try to honor that, and we look forward to doing that Friday.
Well, I was just talking to Coach DeYoung a few minutes ago, and we were reminiscing about his 700th win on Saturday. Do you think he'll be coaching long enough to get 700 wins?
I got to do the math on that. I don't know. I'm already 36, so I'd be coaching until I'm pretty old, I'm guessing. But it's great to have these matchups against him. I have a lot of respect for what he's done for Ankeny and for the community, and the way he goes about his business is really impressive to us. And you know, we look forward to these matchups, but we know we have our hands full with his teams each year.
Well, regardless of how this game goes, I mean, it doesn't get any easier. I think you guys do have Johnston next Tuesday, is that right?
Yeah, Johnston next Tuesday at Waukee on Friday.
Well, this conference is just brutal, isn't it?
It is, yep. And you know, there's really no breaks. There's so many great teams and great coaches, and it's a lot of fun. It makes the season go by really fast, but you have to be prepared every night. Otherwise, you're going to get wiped off the floor for sure.
Well, it should be a fun season. I'm looking forward to the rest of it and Friday's game in particular. Hey, I'll see you there. Thanks for coming in, Coach.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, well, my final two guests tonight are a couple of the leaders for the Hawkettes. To my left is a senior who averages 12.3 points, and she leads the team with 23 assists. She has signed a letter of intent to play for St. Thomas. She is Savannah Gage. Savvy, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. And to my right is a junior who averages 12.5 points, and she leads the team with 33 rebounds, 11 steals, and 5 blocks. She already has numerous offers from Division I school. She is Jayla Williams. Jayla, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth with you guys. Savannah, you have to be thrilled with the team's 4-0 start. This is your fourth season on the varsity and your second season, of course, under Coach Toby. And this is the best start that any of the teams that you've played on has had. Do you feel like this team is any different from the others?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really like the start that we have gone this year. You know, our chemistry is really good on the court, and I'm just really looking forward to see what we can do this rest of this year.
And of course, Jayla, you're only a junior, but I'll ask you the same question. Do you feel like, you know, this team is different than the others?
Yeah, we've started off a lot stronger than we have in previous years, and I think we have a good thing going, and we can keep building off of what we've already started for the season.
Well, Savannah, that was a huge win for your team last night. I know you didn't have a great game statistically, but how important do you think that win was for your team? Do you think it proved that you could beat a really good team on the road?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Valley's a great team. You know, they've got a lot of good players, but I really think that we did a great job down the stretch when we faced adversity. You know, we just battled back, so I'm really proud of our squad.
Of course, after losing to them in the regional final last year, I mean, was that kind of a big revenge game for you guys?
I mean, there was definitely some motivation going into the game. You know, we had that in the back of our minds, but we were just trying to focus one game at a time.
Well, Jayla, you had 12 points last night on 5 of 9 shooting, and you also grabbed a team-high 9 rebounds. Now, you've had some prolific scoring games in your career, but just based on the stats that you've accumulated thus far, it seems like you're focusing more on your all-around game this year. Has that been a focus for you to maybe try to contribute more in other areas just as opposed to scoring?
Yeah, kind of, because we have, I'd say for our 5 and most of our players that are playing, we have pretty good scores across the board. So knowing just my role, like taking kind of the right shots that my team needs, I feel like is helping, and then helping in other areas, like trying to get an offensive rebound and kick to somebody who I know will make it in the corner. Just trying to help our team get a second chance shot, so that'll help us in the long run.
Well, you have a lot of options to kick the ball out to different players. Well, Savannah, you went just 1 of 8 from the field last night, but you did dish out 8 assists, and you also had a team-high 3 steals. You know, did you kind of realize at some point that maybe, you know, your shot wasn't falling in that game and that maybe you should just set up your other teammates and try to contribute in other ways?
Yeah, a little bit early on. Stuff wasn't falling, and, you know, that's going to happen. But I know my teammates had my back, and I know I could lean on them. So I just tried to transition and find the best shot for them.
I imagine some of your assists went to Reagan, who went 4 of 6 from behind the arc. She told me after Monday's game that it's been a pretty smooth transition onto your squad. Are you pretty happy to have another weapon on the perimeter that you can pass to?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have Reagan out there, you know, ready to shoot. She's a great shooter, and she's a really valuable part of our team. So.
And Jayla, I talked with Coach about your team's schedule and how it appeared to set up perfectly for you guys. You know, do you feel like that's been the case?
Yeah, it's been great, you know, being able to play against the teams that we have and getting a feel for our new players that haven't been on the floor as much as some of us were last year. So it's good to start off and then getting to go into play Valley, preparing us for Friday or Centennial.
Well, yeah, now your team faces another big challenge on Friday with Anthony Centennial coming to the Hawks Nest. What do you think are going to be the keys to the game?
I think just staying our course and kind of playing our pace and using, like, the gym and its environment, because obviously it's a cross-town rival game, so I think using that as an energy boost for us and keeping us on.
Well, I know the Jaguars felt like that was a humbling loss for them last night. You know, do you think you might be facing an angry team on Friday?
A little bit.
Well, Savannah, of course, you played on the Ankeny team that, as a freshman, was able to beat Centennial for the first time ever. You know, do you think about the memories of that game very often?
Sometimes, you know, when you go back and you think about stuff like that, but, you know, we're just, I think we're ready to go for Friday, and it'll be a really close game, and it'll be a battle, so we're excited.
Well, of course, then the next year when Jayla joined the lineup, you scored 15 points in that win at Centennial, which was your first road win ever in the series. You know, do you think about that game very often?
Sometimes. It was fun, especially knowing that they chose to play us that night for their senior night, and it was really prideful of us to, I feel like, get that win on the road.
Well, of course, you're a senior now, Savannah, so this will be your last two meetings against the Jaguars, assuming you don't meet them in the postseason. I mean, how much would that mean to you to beat them one or two more times?
It would mean a lot. You know, I'm just going to lean on my teammates. We're just going to have fun with it, and whatever happens, happens, and I know we're going to go out there and compete. So.
Well, I mentioned that last year you guys lost both meetings by 1 and 8 points. Do you expect another close game, Jayla?
Yeah, I think both teams, we both have great players, and we all want to win. We play really hard, so I think both of us just want the win really bad, and it could go either way.
Well, like Coach mentioned, you guys got Johnson coming up on Tuesday, so regardless of how this game goes, I mean, you got to come back next Tuesday and be ready to play again, don't you?
Yeah, we got to be ready to go for next week, but one at a time.
Well, this conference is so brutal. I mean, you just have tough games night in and night out. Do you think that's going to get you guys ready for the postseason, Jayla?
Yeah, because every game, like, no game will be easy at all. So every night's a battle, which is what it'll be like trying to get into state and postseason. So that'll build us for what we need to prepare for our hardest games.
Well, you guys have been so close to getting to state, that, you know, the last 3 years for you and 2 years for you, Jayla. I mean, I'm sure that's been a driving force for you in the offseason. I mean, what's that going to mean to you if you guys can reach that goal and get to state?
It would mean everything just with this team. You know, we've been working really hard all summer and all fall, and I really think we're building something great here, so I'm just really excited to keep it going.
Jayla, I'm sure you feel the same way.
Yeah, it would be great knowing that since every year we've been pretty close, and all the work that we put in, like postseason and like before season, knowing that it's paid off. So.
Well, I mentioned that you've already committed to St. Thomas, and Jayla, you have a lot of offers. Before I let you guys go, I just wanted to get a quick update on your recruiting situation. I mean, have you narrowed down your list of schools yet?
I haven't publicly, but I'm starting to try to narrow it down.
Well, let me know when you decide where you're going to go. I'll do a story on it, okay? Well, hey, thanks a lot for coming in tonight, guys. I'll see you at the game on Friday.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients. You're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny Centennial girls basketball coach Scott DeYoung and one of his senior guards, Tilly Smith. And then we had Ankeny girls coach Nate Toby and two of his star players, Savannah Gage and Jayla Williams. I appreciate the time from all of those folks. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.